Hello, 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 and welcome to the Mommy Files of the Black Mom. And baby, summer has finally swung its dirty raggedy tail up in here, and I am beyond grateful. And I don't know about y'all, but I was over the rain, the sleet, the snow, and living on the East Coast, you get a little bit of that every day. But we finally feel like we are cusped that turn of summer. And it's like, I think I was going through vitamin D deficiency, because baby, that sunshine hit different. And it's so crazy, because since summer has finally swung itself up in here, I love talking about summer life with kids, right? And I always say, you know, diversify what your children are doing during the summer. And the reason I say that is because you give your kids a better chance of having fun, being productive, but growing, and just overall, just a great summer for yourself. First thing I always say is put them in a camp. Even if it's not for the whole summer, put them in some type of camp. Last year, when me and my partner were together, all the kids were in something except the baby. She was still in daycare, and it was so crazy because at first, you know, quarantine had happened and everybody was home and it went really weird. Like, we never had this happen in my lifetime. So me and my ex were like, we gotta figure out something for the kids to do. And in his mind, you know, he's like, well, I got all four of my younger kids, because his oldest daughter's grown. So he's like, I got all my kids and I want us to just enjoy being home. And I was like, cool, this is not gonna last. And he's like, it's gonna last. They're gonna have fun. We're gonna basically have like what he would consider like a summer home at home, basically. Because it would be, we'll get a pool, we'll get the activities, we'll get snacks, they can hang out. That lasted maybe a month. And a month being like May, right? One, because we both were not working, we both were home, so it felt very like, okay, let's figure out what we're gonna do. And then we had a lot of free time, so we kind of upgraded our backyard. We put in a little, what I call a couple swing, which is like a nice little swing set. And then we got a pool, we put out outdoor lights, made sure all the kids had their little outdoor chairs. And we really set up what I would consider a home oasis, where in the middle of the big city, it felt very much us. We bought fireworks, we did cookouts every other day. We found a reason to stay outside till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was very fun. But with two teenagers, a preteen and a toddler, baby, it got old. It got to the point where the kids are just kind of over it. Then we started taking hikes and that became kind of fun. But it was like every time we found something to do, it just wasn't enough. And because our oldest at the time was just mischievously going through her teenage years, it was very hard to keep her entertained. And then having a brother who basically wanted to watch cartoons or play video games, and a younger sibling who just wanted to TikTok all day, and a toddler who just kind of wanted to just do, it felt very much like our house was bursting at the seams, right? Especially when I went back to work, and then it became one less parent, which meant one less eyes. And when he went back and started working and doing other things, it became very kind of boring at the house for the kids during the day. And it was like, we'll make sure they would have food and make sure they had things to do, but they were just bored. And of course, we did not leave the toddler with them, because baby, my job will be dead. So it was so crazy, because my job had took on a new project, because one of the city, well, inner city programs has a summer camp free for city kids, opened up on my property. And they had already done their sign up list, but they still had a window because they didn't really advertise hugely because COVID and everything in between. So we put the kids in the program. When I tell you, the first day my oldest was like, I don't want to do this. The kids are young, and she had just turned 13 and the program was only till 12 year olds, but they let her go because of course I was the boss, and they were like, oh, of course we'll take her, you know, of course we got room. When I tell you, after that first week, those kids did not want to leave. You hear me? It became such a fun program. They cried when it was over. I need to get her a number because the program's ending. I want to hang out with my friends. Like, they had literally made friends. And I always laugh when parents are always like, well, I don't really see the need of kids going into a summer program. I, myself, wasn't used to it because I had went to maybe 2 summer camps my whole life, but the summer was built on trips in my household. So it was like, we, as soon as we got out of school, we went to Florida for like a week, and then we would go visit my aunt in Texas for like a week, and then we would do all these other things with family and friends and travel and small little, you know, Virginia trips and Pennsylvania trips and going here and going there, or taking our big family trip at the end of summer. But it was one of those things where my parents always kept us busy, and of course we had a big above ground pool that kept us busy with a almost acre of land that had a playground, and we had a big backyard, and my brothers had a basketball hoop, and we had friends that were just safe enough for us to hang with, that my parents didn't have to worry like, oh, is there gonna be something wrong? But as I got older, summer when I was a teenager and my parents were separated, I spent it with my younger cousin, and we were very mischievous, but we always stayed out of just enough trouble that we didn't get in trouble. So my biggest suggestion, especially for people who have kids in cities, is put them in these free programs. One summer, the summer prior, 2019, it was just the three of us at the time, just me, my ex, and his oldest daughter, and our youngest at the time, she only would come on the weekends, and the boy didn't come up for the summer, so it was literally just the three of us most of the time. And the oldest was like, I want to do something for summer, I just want to hang out, blah, 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 blah. And it was so crazy because we had found a program that her school had suggested that was more or less, I would say, a STEM program, but it was really great, but it was free. And you had to take a test to get in, and she was really nervous, and she really wasn't a great student at that time. And it was really beneficial because they were like, it could help her, and it's free, and it's at the local college around the corner from your house. Put her in it. Again, a great program, city influence, got free money. She went like school day. She got dropped off at 8 a.m. She was out by like 4 or 3. And literally they put on the end of the year showcase, and they had all this stuff, and she went all these accolades. It was a great program. And it was something me and her father had never heard of. And I always say, you know, it's crazy to not invest into children, because when it comes to these summer programs, parents are always so quick, like, I don't have the money for it and all that. But you, if you put your child in a daycare, or you're bouncing your kid from auntie to uncle to godparent to grandfather, they're not gaining anything. And unless you have a big family that has a grandparent down south that has a whole bunch of cousins for your child to go hang out with, your kids are going to be sitting at home looking at you, growing ears, watching TikTok. Put them in a summer program, even if it's something that only lasts a couple of weeks. You don't know the benefit, and I gained so much more knowledge learning the benefits of putting kids into an activity that not only got them to meet new people, but got them out of their comfort zone, put them in a position where they were not expecting to really make friends or to get a new trade or hobby, but they did. And on top of that, it got them from doing what I would consider busy work, in a sense of just hanging on the street or hanging in front of your house or just running up and down the street where they can get in trouble. It put them in a program where they were safe. They had adults. They did programs. They went to Six Flags, and they would go to all these other projects. And it became an activity that they didn't know they need. And I always used to laugh because my mom was like, kids need structure. Having my daughter made me realize structure is what she needs. When I tell you, my daughter is almost 3, and she literally goes, I love school, mommy. I love school. I want to go to school tomorrow. I got school tomorrow. Mommy, I got to go to school. You go to work. I'm so excited. And the reason she's so excited, because that structure of her being around kids and doing fun activities and hanging out and all that type of jazz helps her day go by so much faster. So by the time she gets home and she runs around and she gets all, you know, ready for bed, she's ready for her next day. If you don't give your kids structure, yes, they have weekends. And I always say weekends are meant for aunts, uncles, godparents, and grandparents. Not because your kid's in school all day, but because kids get tired of being at home with their parents. I don't know why parents always have this perception like kids want to be up under you. If you're not a person that does activities with your kids, take them to the park, take them to a program, take them to a theme park or some type of fun activity, they become bored just like you do. As you get older, you need less. As you're younger, you need more. And I always think and encourage parents to put their kid in something. The downside is it's very expensive. And I know that's a downfall for a lot of parents. You know what I mean? But if you do your due diligence, you can find a great program for your kid to be involved in that you don't have to stress about. I used to laugh all the time when I told, you know, my friends, like, oh, you know, there's a great program. They'd be like, what program? I ain't never even heard of that. I'm like, well, did you research? Did you look? And if you go to your local city's website, let's just say you live in Baltimore City like I do, and you realize how many free programs are very much at your fingertips that you've never heard of. Programs where your kids get to actually be there like an actual school day from like 8 a.m. to like 3 p.m. They're around adult supervision. They get to do fun activities. They get a hobby. They do a showcase. They can win accolades and prizes. And they usually do like an end of the year trip or day at Six Flags or something that they actually look forward to. When I tell you, my oldest had this cracking up because they did the program and all of that, and she bawled her little eyes out because she's like, oh my god, all my friends are gonna be gone and we're going to Six Flags after Six Flags. It's so sad. And one of her little friends couldn't go to Six Flags and they were like petitioning for her to go. But when she went to Six Flags, let me tell you, this old girl came back and had 1,000 stories from a couple hours day being at Six Flags. But it was so great for her. It was so much fun for her. And she enjoyed being around kids her age that she got to enjoy being a kid. Like, it's probably the hardest thing for people to understand. Like, getting kids out of that household, staying in the house mentality, especially after COVID, is like ice breaking for them. And I always laugh because I'm like, my daughter is in school year-round. Because when you're in daycare, you're in school year-round. And I always laugh because they're like, well, that's a lot of time for you. I said, but you got to realize, 5 days out the week, for me to find an activity that doesn't interfere with work or having to find a babysitter or having to pay to keep someone to keep her, like, it's expensive. I'd rather pay for her to be in a program all year, for her to be around kids, for her to gain a skill, a talent, a something, or to do something. Doesn't hurt anybody. But not everybody thinks like that. You feel me? Everybody's so quick to judge. Oh, well, you just want to get rid of your kid. And it's like, your kid needs to be around kids. You sitting at home cooking out every other weekend, or you sitting in the house watching TV, or them sitting 5 hours on their tablet is exhausting. It's not as fun. When I tell you, those kids had me and my ex rolling because it was like week two, and having a toddler with kids who are all above the age of 7, and she's like, I just want to play, scream, yell, and jump. And they're like, we just want to watch TV. And when I tell you, my oldest watched everything on Netflix that she could, everything on Hulu that she could. It was like watching hair grow. She was so bored. And parents be so oblivious to that, they eventually give in and let them run wild in the streets. And they be like, well, I didn't know she was getting in that kind of trouble, or I didn't know she was, you know, out here acting up or whatever. But you wouldn't know, because if you don't involve yourself in an activity where your child is not just sitting in the house with you, you'll never know the benefits of them really kind of gaining that extra little bit of time to just really be a kid. We want our kids to be independent, and I know that's such a hard phase for a lot of parents to go through, where they're like, well, I want her to be around, you know, people I know. Well, the thing about it is, the world is made of people you don't know. There's 1.9 billion people in this world, and your kid's going to know a lot of strangers. But if you don't put them in a position to get comfortable, they're going to drive you crazy. Perfect example. My nephew, love him dearly, but he is driving his mother up an all-time high wall. She's still working from home. My brother works at his job, and my nephew is rambunctious and just always moving. And my mom is like, that's why I always go to visit so often. She's like, because I always make it my business to be around so that she gets a break and that I can get them and have, you know, some time with them and enjoy some time with them and be able to really get them out the house so she can get work done. Is mind-boggling, because they don't want to put him in school because they're both germaphobes and they're worried about him getting sick, which I get. But at the same time, my nephew is literally putting a hole in their ground because he is driving crazy because he wants to get out that damn house. And even though he's doing what I call distant learning, he's four. I would never ever put my nephew in an at-home situation and kind of stifle him from really gaining any kind of outward kind of interaction, because it's so hard for him. It's going to be hard for him with him going to real school come September. It's going to be very hard for him to really adjust to not being around his parents or them not giving him independence, because I look at my daughter, who's almost three. She puts her clothes on by herself. She brushes her teeth by herself. She cleans up her room by herself. She feeds herself. She puts her shoes on. Like, all these things that my nephew still be like, wow, mom, can you help me? Can you help me? And I'm like, no. I saw my brother put my daughter's shoe on. I said, what are you doing? He was like, well, she needs to put her shoes on. I said, she knows how to put her shoes on. He's like, well, she's putting them on wrong. Correct her with words and not actions. I'm like, I don't coddle her in the sense of stifling her independence. My daughter gets up every morning. She goes to the bathroom by herself. She comes and gets in and wakes me up. She gets her clothes off her table. She brings them in my room. She makes sure she gets lotion. She puts her clothes on. She puts her shoes on. She tells me, mommy, you get dressed. You get ready. We get ready. We brush our teeth. We talk about what we're going to do for the day. You're going to go to school. Mommy's going to work. And we start our day. We don't stop to sit around and coddle each other. We don't. And a lot of people are like, that's so hard, she's not being a kid. If I don't show her how to be independent, if me being a single parent doesn't push her to want to know how to brush her teeth for herself, you're going to gain a kid who can't do the simple things you need when you need them. God forsake, something happens to me, my daughter will be able to kind of get herself ready for school, get herself ready for the day without having someone hold her hand and go, wham, 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 she's a baby. No, my daughter will tell you, she's not a baby, she's a big girl. And she wants to do it herself, and I want her to do it herself, and I want her to be independent. On the other side of that coin, my oldest nephew is an adult, I tell you. Like, gets up, gets himself ready, fixes his breakfast, then wakes his parents up, then helps them start their day. My mom laughs. She's like, that boy is an old man. Because they gained him so much independence because, again, you have two full-time working parents. His mom is getting her master's. Her father, you know, his father works, you know, all types of long hours. So they've gained him so much independence that he really doesn't need his parents except for supervision. So it's a matter of finding balance. I find balance in the things that I do with my daughter because at the end of the day, I know she could do so much more without me. And that when she does get time away from me, she can still have fun and be a kid and let her hair down. I'm so excited though because they are out of uniforms and she can wear her regular summer clothes, which is super exciting. But they also do a lot of outdoor water activities. So they have their little swimming clothes and their shoes and stuff. So now she can go and enjoy all of those things. But she also gains independence on being able to be what I consider a big kid because she doesn't want to be a baby. She doesn't want to be coddled like a baby. And yes, my daughter is almost three and still sucks her thumb, but she still gamely wants to do things by herself. If you don't, teach your kids how to realistically do things by themselves, you're only hurting yourself. You're only adding a third and fourth job to your day. I laugh because my brother is like, oh, she just does it, you know, he doesn't know how to do this, he doesn't know. I said, but y'all don't let him. I said, I taught my daughter how to put her shoes on very early because she was so curious on how to put her shoes on. And when she learned how to put her shoes on, she was able to do it herself, to be able to get herself ready. I put her clothes every day in the same spot so that she knows where her clothes go. I usually put her clothes out in the evening so that in the morning, we don't have to look for an outfit. There's always an outfit. That has also come with its own weight because her father got used to be doing that too. And I used to be so fearful when he would have to get her dressed for school. And I used to laugh because I always used to say, you could tell when her dad gets her dressed because he literally will pull the first thing he sees and puts it on her. And I'm like, what does my child have on? He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, my kid is walking around looking wacky and tacky. And he's like, she looks fine. She looks fine. And I'm like, she doesn't. Because people can tell when I get my daughter dressed because she, at the time, didn't have a whole lot of hair. So I always made sure she had a bow. And I made sure the little bit of hair that she had was brushed down or had some oil or grease on it. And then I would make sure her outfit looked well put together. And she looked like someone cared about her, okay? And from that way, she knew how to get herself ready. If you don't teach your kids that type of independence where if you're not around, they're not sitting there looking like who shot John, as my mother used to say, I feel like you're definitely stifling them from being able to grow any kind of way where they can be growing. I want my daughter to be able, when she's, you know, 13, 14, 15, I can trust her. I can trust that she will put an outfit together. I can trust that she will look well put together. I can trust that, you know, if something was wrong, she knew where her clothes were. And it may come off harsh, especially as a parent and a first-time parent. I always say, you know, you naturally find ways to always help your kids. And I always say it's not really help if you do all the steps. But my daughter doesn't like me helping her. And I'm not upset about it, because at the same time, I know, like, realistically, the hardest part of her morning is putting her panties on, because she's like, "Mommy, I don't know what I'm doing." Or she's trying to figure out how to put the legs on her, you know, clothes. And she's like, "Mommy, I can't do it." And I'm like, "You can't." Because I don't want her to feel like she can't do anything. I want her to feel like if it came down to it, she could do anything she wants to do. And if you don't put your kids in something, the kids are just sitting around. And you ain't really helping them. Everybody acts like, "Oh, I don't want my kids to be around a bunch of strangers." You realize your kids are going to be in school for another 10 or 12 years around nothing but strangers. And you'll be the first parent there crying about how your kid didn't adjust, or your kid's having difficulty adjusting. And it's not because of the kid. It's because you as a parent have not given them the tools to help them. You are the teacher, the director, the guide, all of that. And I always say, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna act like I know. I ain't gonna fake like I know. I know for a fact I don't know what I'm doing. But what I do know is there's certain traits that I love in kids I find super helpful. And there's things that people notice and go, "Oh my God, she does so well with this." Or your daughter is just, she's so independent and she's so, you know, strong-willed to want to get dressed and do this for herself. It makes me feel good because I feel like I'm doing my part. I did my part. I made sure any task that she needs help with, she at least attempts to do by herself. She's not afraid to say, you know, "Oh my goodness, Mommy, I can't put my sock on." That's probably the hardest part of her day, is putting her daggone socks on, because she doesn't check to see if they're inside out. Other than that, you know, we're pretty set on just her everyday tasks. And I make sure of that consistently, because I'm like, "Do you need help? What do you need Mommy to help you with? And what do you want Mommy to help you with? And how can Mommy help you?" And she's like, "Mommy, I got it. I'll talk." And I'll assist in certain aspects. But a lot of it is, if she doesn't know how to fail, how can I teach her how to succeed? That might have went over your head. Let's say that again. If I don't teach her how to fail, how can I teach her how to succeed? And as a parent, I always say, you know, we don't want our kids to fail. But the bad part about it is, you do want your kids to fail. Failure encourages growth and change. And if you don't encourage your kids to grow or change, you have now crippled your child. You wonder why people will be so consistent with their kids, especially like special needs kids, who are always like, "Oh, they got a job," or they were able to, you know, get their own place or be able to live independently. It's not because, you know, "Oh my God, it's the hardest task ever." But it's because if you don't teach your kids, or you don't want them to gain independence, you're not helping them. Nothing is worse than a parent who don't want their kids to grow. I don't know why. I don't know why parents think that if your kid grows, they'll never need you again. It's the worst idea someone has embedded in us as adults, that, you know, "Oh my God, they won't need me. They won't have me." Please, let your kids have you when they need you, and those tasks are so hard that all they can feel like if they're doing is failing. Because at the end of the day, you as a parent are a complete control and have to be able to direct them on a greater path. So I hope you encourage your kids to do something this summer. I hope you encourage them to really progress and to get out there and to be new, fresh, and renewed. I thank you for listening. And baby, I'm out.